Good morning. Happy Friday. You guys here? I love your conversation. I want you guys to know it is officially winter. Here's how you tell. I'm wearing my Mugg boots. And you, as a man, to wear Ugg boots, you got to feel pretty confident in yourself. And I do. So back off if you don't like them. Hey, we're glad that you're here. One quick announcement. This Sunday, 8 o'clock, first gathering. You'll want to be there. Grab a friend or somebody who hasn't come before. Any of you are transfers, 8 o'clock Sunday. We got a treat on this Friday to have Christopher Williams with us. He is from Nashville, Tennessee. Woo! And he is a songwriter and an artist, and he is glad to be here. And let me pray before we get started. Pray with me. Loving God, the psalmist says, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. And God, we do on this Friday morning want to praise your name here in Dimnit Chapel. But it doesn't end here in Dimnit. God, we want to praise you as we go to our classes, as we go on to the athletic field, or as we're in our sororities and our fraternities and our teams and our residential dorms, that we would worship you until we put our head down on the pillow tonight and say that you are good. So to that end, we bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Would you welcome Christopher Williams?
Thank you. Will you guys stand? Let's usher in this morning with a song. It's my pleasure to be here with you this morning. I think it's my second chapel at Hope, and what a gift it is to hear you sing this morning. And thanks for the spring weather. I appreciate that this morning. And I thought it would be fitting, kind of coming out of the Advent season, to do a Easter song, which is where we're looking forward towards, and to celebrate Christmas, which is what we just did. And I love that Come Thou Inspected. I love that song as an old hymn because it speaks into kind of the prophetic fulfillment of Christ coming. Israel's strength and consolation. Hope of all the saints thou art, dear desire of every nation. And then it brings it down to the personal of joy of every longing heart. And I love both of these seasons because they're both pregnant with kind of hope and anticipation and expectant waiting. And I love singing that song kind of year round because it reminds me of Christ coming. And I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and you guys were excited about that. That's exciting. And I'm married to a wonderful woman named Suzanne. She's on Young Life staff down in the Southern Division of Young Life. And we have two kids, Hudson, who is 5, and he is a bright all-time. He has two speeds, on and off, energetic all the time. And I want to show you a picture of him up here. Our second child is that large beast, and he is. His name is Cody. He's 9 years old, and he was my firstborn. And he's a 90-pound chocolate lab. And if you can tell, he's kind of smiling because that's the first day of school, and that means that Hudson leaves, and Cody has me all to himself. He is my dog, by far my dog. He follows me around, wakes me up in the morning, and Jesus take a lot of walks together. We take a lot of walks in the morning and in the evening. And Cody loves his walks, and he loves his walks because he knows after the walk comes the food. Walk, food, every single day, twice a day. Walk, food. We've got our dog trained so that he will actually sit, and he'll just drool and drool and drool until you say eat, and then he will eat. And he inhales his food incredibly quickly. Both of those guys are one of my favorite things about going home. I get to spend time with my two boys. And you guys are starting a series on James this week. I think you started on Wednesday, is that correct? And I love James because of all these words that it has in it. You guys are going to unpack it. Perseverance, hardship, trial, temptation, doubt, suffering. And what I want to talk about this morning, briefly, is that in-between time, that space between the suffering and the hope, or the pain and the deliverance. And I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about this, of how do you wait? This generation, I will not pinpoint you, as I am suspect to this as well. But we've kind of lost this art of waiting because we're on this little thing right here in our hands. We've kind of lost the sense of how to wait expectantly. And I need to ask myself this question all the time of how do I wait? Because I'm an incredibly forgetful person, not of my keys, not of my cell phone. I'm an incredibly forgetful person of God's goodness. Can I get an amen to that? That was weak. Can I get an amen to that? And maybe I'm the only one that is forgetful. And I rely, what happens is I rely upon my gifts, the things that I create, the projects that I do. And in those goodness times, I don't question God. It's when hardship comes, that's when I question God. I say, where have you been? What's the deal? What's going on? And so I'm learning how to wait differently. And if you know, this is not a new thing for God. Me and God have this deal, and God kind of knows this about his people. Because throughout all redemptive history, we have been a forgetful people. Looking back in Exodus, all the way back to Exodus, when the Israelites were being delivered time and time again from the Egyptians, they saw miraculous signs. They saw pillars of smoke, pillars of fire, miraculous things, and still they doubted God, to the point of crying out to him in the wilderness right before they were delivered. Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. When things are difficult, how do you wait? Do you wait on the Lord, or do you cry out to him and say, what are you doing here? What's the deal? So this is not a new thing, and I want to talk about Mary, to go back to Advent season, to Christmas. I love the story of Christmas, and I was struck this holiday season because of thinking about Mary in a different way. She had an angel come to her, Gabriel came to her, and she didn't cry out to God and wonder, God, where are you? What is going on? She leaned into that, and God responded. In Luke, it says, God responded through the angel, said, you are highly favored. You are the highly favored one. Do not be afraid. And Mary waited. And Mary's response was, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. And then the angel left her. Mary's response was to rest in it, to ask more questions, and to trust that the Lord was good. Trust him with his plans and embracing that expectant hope and the truth that was delivered to her. Right before the Israelites were delivered through the Red Sea, again, an incredibly miraculous sign to watch a body of water separate. They got to the other side and they cried out again. Even after that magnificent and miraculous sign, the Israelites cried out. And Moses' response to them, Moses' response was, do not be afraid. Again, those words, do not be afraid. Same thing said to Mary, do not be afraid. Someone said that it's 365 times it says do not be afraid in the Bible, and I don't think that's actually true, but it's a wonderful thought to think about, that God would say that, because I need to hear that every single day of every single year, because fear is my first reaction to most things. And so my challenge for you this semester and my hope for you this semester is that you will wait expectantly, that you will hear the Lord say over you, do not be afraid, no matter what you're facing, the hardship that you're facing, because he didn't say it was going to be easy. You will hear the word, do not be afraid. Because the way that he loved Mary is the way that he loves you. And why he calls you his beloved. Father God, we come to you this morning, some with fear in our hearts and some with fear going to be in our hearts, Father. Forgive us for this response and for not trusting you in our lives with your plan. Father, help us to be thankful for all things that you bring to us, good and bad. Let us be reminded of your goodness in our lives, in our hearts, in our bodies. And Father, let us cry out when we need to. Let us cry out to you, but cry out with expectant hope. Father, we love you and we're grateful for you. Go in peace today. Blessings.